93, 1230, and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:28. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to be talking today with Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk, who's with us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, Jeff. Good morning to you, and good morning to those out there listening to us this morning.
So you're the Circuit Clerk, so I'm guessing we're going to be talking about what your office does,
That's correct. I'm prepared today to just inform the public a little bit about what the Circuit Clerk's office does and its functions within the court system. And hopefully the information that I provide today will be helpful to those out there and give them a little more insight of where they need to go for certain things.
Okay. And you're here in Sparta because you're going to be enjoying lunch a little later on, I think.
I am. I get to enjoy lunch with the senior citizens after we speak today, so I'm very happy to be in Sparta today.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll take a break here, and then we will come back and talk some more with Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:34. Welcome back. Oh, actually, I just clicked over to 9:35. Talking today with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk. I guess that people know that your office deals with the judicial aspects in the county. Maybe you can break it down a little bit about what actually happens in the Circuit Clerk's office.
Basically, we're the administrative arm to the circuit courts. Every case that comes through the court system begins in the Circuit Clerk's office. They're filed through us. We open that file. We maintain that file and have it ready for when it's time for hearing. The judge is ready and can conduct that hearing with everything that he needs. And that can take any, depending on the type of case, the case could take, a month to 5 years to disposition.
Right.
So we have to maintain those files until they are closed.
You also deal with, like, the jury, correct, as far as the listing and everything and people?
Yes. The judge schedules the jury weeks throughout the year, and my office is responsible for preparing the summonses to get the juries in. We're trying something a little different this coming year. We're going to go to a lesser number of jury sessions, and hoping that that will ease the pain for some of the jurors out in the community as well.
So, yeah, I know people don't like to get those letters. It's like, yeah.
They don't, you know, but I was told one time many, many years ago that if you ever needed a jury of your peers, you would want to have the right to do that.
True.
And, you know, we are one of the few countries in the world that actually still have that right to have a jury of our peers. And I know there's a million other places somebody would rather be. But more than not, I hear from jurors that say, wow, you know, I did not want to do this, but I'm glad that I did. I learned a lot, and I learned a lot about the process and how it works.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what's a typical day like?
Oh, a typical day starts with phone calls. Especially Mondays and Thursdays are pretty much our traffic and criminal days. People calling and needing continuances for this reason or that reason. But we get in, we have our dockets pulled, we get those to the courtroom for the judge, ready to start his docket at 9 o'clock. We take care of the folks that come out of the courtroom to come over, get new court dates, pay their fines. Obviously, there are always, always papers to process. And I say papers, not really papers anymore, because in 2018, the Supreme Court mandated that all of our civil cases, with very few exceptions, be filed electronically. Hmm. We are not mandated to do the criminal cases yet, but we can't process files, cases, anything that comes in over the counter or through the mail. It all has to be done electronically now. And that has been quite an adjustment for my staff, but they have handled it with such grace.
Right, because they're used, a lot of them are used to the...
From the beginning of time, we've handled paper. You know, maybe we had rock tablets at one time, I don't know, but we've, you know, handled paper. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the problem is with the storage, and there's just, you know, so much paper that they're trying to get away from having so much of that. Eventually, they're wanting us to go completely paperless. At this time, when the cases come in through the e-filing, we are still printing out the pleadings and the forms and keeping them in a hard file. Mm-hmm. Eventually, however, we will be doing away with that. I'm kind of dragging my feet a little bit because it scares me not to be able to go back and pull a paper file.
Right.
But it's coming.
And offices will look different then without the filing cabinets and the walls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With the World Wide Web, you can store so much. Mm. We have a case management software provider that we pay an amount of money to back up everything. And they're a wonderful group. So I, you know, when the time comes, I will feel pretty confident in being able to do that and to being able to access those files when we need to.
So you've been the circuit clerk since?
Since 2012. I came to Randolph County in 1991. I've lived in Randolph County, but I used to work in Jackson County Judge's Office. But I came to the Randolph County Judge's Office in 1991, where I worked until my predecessor decided that she would retire, and I thought, you know, I've got a lot of experience and a lot of years under my belt. I thought I would give it a shot. So in 2012, I did run for the office, was fortunate enough and grateful to the voters in Randolph County for putting me there, that I've been the circuit clerk, and I, you know, I love my job. I've been one of those ones that I went to school for the legal and executive aspects of the offices. Been very fortunate that I can do that, that I've been able to do that all these years.
What changes have you seen over the years? I mean, other than, I mean, obviously the
electronic
going from the paper
filing,
to electronic.
Yeah, that was a huge one. Another thing that we've seen, and in some ways it's really good and in other ways not so good, and I'll try to explain that a little bit. In July of this year, the Supreme Court once again changed all of the fees. They wanted the fees, the filing fees and assessments, to be consistent across the state of Illinois. So they come out with an entirely new fee schedule, which is something else that was different for many years that we've done in the past, the way that we've done it in the past. But if you file a case in Randolph County and you want to go file the exact same case in St. Clair County, the cost is going to be the same. Mm-hmm. Now, in a criminal case, there are set assessments for particular types of charges, but the state or the city attorney can place a fine. Mm-hmm. So in that aspect, the amount, the balance could change, but the assessments will be the same. That took us some time because before that happened, every agency and every different, there was a fund for everything, and we would have to figure out how to break that balance down. And that was set by state statute also, because we had to give a certain amount, a percentage, to each different agency that had a fund, and we had to break that down. Now it's set out for us. It's a little bit different in just our mindset mostly, mm-hmm. but we're starting to adjust to that. I think the biggest part of that came with the criminal stuff, because now we have to take into account waivers for, they get credit for jail time, credit for just different things you get a credit for, and it cannot, and there's waivers. There is a poverty table that we go by, that the judges go by. And if you fall within whatever realm you fall within, your fines can be decreased or waived. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of new things coming or that are in existence now, but we're adjusting and we'll make it work.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got a second break here. Let's go ahead and take that, and we will come back and talk some more with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk. We'll be back here on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back. Again, this is People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk, kind of talking a little bit about what the office does and a little bit how you got started and into the office in 2012. And like you said, all the cases in the county, you know, are filed through your office. How many cases have been filed this year?
In 2019, so far, we've had 3,693 cases filed.
Wow.
Yes. There are five women in the office. And to tackle this massive load is a feat, and they do a fantastic job.
If you break that down, 3,000 times divided by five, that's a lot of...
It is, and I actually have that breakdown for you. We have different clerks have different titles, although their titles don't mean that that's the only thing that they do. Mm-hmm. But my civil clerk this year so far has filed 11 adoptions, 41 chancery cases, 26 juvenile abuse and neglect cases, 22 juvenile delinquent cases, 26 law cases, 138 orders of protection, and 2 tax files. My probate clerk has opened and maintained 124 divorce cases, 50 family cases, 241 mental health cases, and 68 probate cases. Mm. Yeah, it gets better. My criminal clerk to date has filed 285 felony cases and 275 misdemeanor cases. And my traffic clerk has opened and maintained 30 conservation tickets, 50 DUIs, 224 ordinance violations, and 1,552 traffic tickets. And my small claim clerk has filed 110 law minor cases, which are law cases under $50,000. She's filed 93 miscellaneous remedy cases and 309 small claim cases. Now, these are cases that are have just been filed in 2019. That does not include all the cases that are still pending and left over from last year and from years prior. So there will never, ever, ever be a time that there will be no pending cases in Randolph County or any county ever. It's just the way the system works.
And it's not like some of your criminal cases. You said, you know, they carry over year after year after year till they get
disposition, till they get concluded. Now, a lot of these cases, you know, they have a different turnaround time frame from beginning to end. Like a small claim case might take, a couple of months, maybe 2 to 4 or 5 months. A particular law case could take up to 5 or 6 years, depending on the magnitude of the case and all the discovery that takes place. The traffic tickets, of course, they go pretty quickly. But just because a case ends or has a disposition doesn't mean it's over, because then we have the appeal process. And each one of these deputy clerks process their own appeals for the cases that they manage. I am actually a very hands-on circuit clerk. I participate in filing, maintaining, and dispositioning these cases as much as I can. I like to know a little bit about what's going on in the entire office. It helps me to help people.
Right. I guess maybe kind of explain a little bit how a case works its way through the office. I mean, from the start to...
Well, now, as far as the civil cases go, we come in, we log into the system, and all the cases that used to come in through the mail or over the counter are all on the computer now. So all the new cases, we open the cases all electronically, get everything ready, basically the same way we used to. It's just done electronically. We put them all together in a file. We keep everything in order. We set them for a hearing for the judge. We let the judge see what's been filed, of course. Then we wait for opposing counsel, you would say, to start filing their opposition to the complaint that's been filed. Eventually, like I said, we will be going paperless, and that'll be to the point where we will open up the computer system, file everything which is there, and send it over to the judge. And instead of him opening up a paper file, he will open up his computer, and everything will be exactly everything that would be in that hard file will be on the computer. And it just, when it comes back from the courtroom, we make a record sheet of what happened in the courtroom. We place all new pleadings, documents, court orders into the file, and we put it back in the drawer for the next time it comes up for a hearing.
Okay, so the days of the judges sitting or holding paper and stuff,
it's coming to an end. Like I said, we have not been mandated to do the criminal stuff yet. You can do it. You can voluntarily do it. The only problem with that at this point is there haven't been set guidelines from the Supreme Court yet to where our case management software providers will actually know everything to build a program. I mean, they have a program, and we could go ahead and start, but inevitably there would be changes, and we know this because there were with the civil stuff. So I'm not going to voluntarily do that at this point. We may start practicing with it a little bit, but there may end up being too many changes or so many changes that it would have benefited us more to just wait until we were mandated to do it.
Well, obviously software is not cheap either.
It is
hardware too.
not cheap at all. It's been a very expensive operation. We've been frugal enough with our specialty funds that I've been able to purchase the equipment and the software and maintain all of that without having to use the county's general fund. And that's something I'm really proud of, because it's not a cheap thing. Mm-hmm. And you have to have it in order to comply with the Supreme Court rules. You've got to have it.
Right.
They won't take no for an answer, or I just don't want to do it. You will do it.
Right. And a little bit stricter than other businesses might be, because it's dealing with the legal system. And basically,
exactly.
I've told you, this is what you will do.
That's right. We are told what we will, mm-hmm. we will do. I want to go back a little bit to the electronic filing. I wanted to mention that there are instructions on my website for the e-filing, and that website is www.randolphco.org. You will go to the elected officials, and a drop-down box will come, and you select circuit clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of forms, publications, things I hope that are helpful to the public, but that will also give you the complete instructions on how to set up your account to e-file. Also, I have that paperwork in the office. And I have been known to visit places of business that can't just leave their office or their mm-hmm. business to come in and learn how to e-file or have instruction, which I've gone to different places and done instruction exercises. But I'm not opposed to going to a business and helping somebody get through the first process.
Right.
I do have a system set up in the conference room at the courthouse that people that are computer savvy can come in and use the computer and the scanner to get through the process mm-hmm. of the e-filing.
So there are resources available there.
Yes, there are resources available to the public.
Well, honestly, it looks like we're out of time, but...
Wow. Well, in closing then, I would like to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Enjoy your family and be thankful and happy for everything that we have in our beautiful country.
All right, Jerry. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll talk to you again.
I appreciate that.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.